Hi, Olivia.
Hi there. How are you?
I am very well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I'm telling you, your book is out in America now. So hardcover, whatever you want.
The paperback, there's the paperback. I don't know if that's out, but the hardcover's out and the audio version is out. So very happy.
That's very cool. And congratulations on getting that done. I know you released it in Australia last year. And I know a lot of people that you know very well have read the book. And what kind of feedback have you gotten from it from people that know you?
Really positive, yeah. Mm-hmm. Stories, they're even things that my friends didn't know.
And, wow, I bet.
That was good.
Yeah, that's good. And where are you calling from today, Olivia?
I'm calling from California.
Nice. You know, I never knew that you had your own cancer research center there in Melbourne. I mean, I know you had battles with breast cancer and it even returned once, but you have a center that helps everyone. I mean, your philanthropy has been amazing, but this is something that connected you to something that connects to everybody. Olivia, that's amazing.
Yeah, the Cancer Wellness Center has been, you know, the last 15 years or so, I fundraised for it and walked on the Great Wall of China. I talk about this in the book, and it's been my, you know, my dream. And actually, the last September, I ended up being in there. So the last chapter of the book in America, I added a whole new chapter about my experience. So
oh, wow.
That kind of takes you through my life up until September of last year.
Well, I was wondering if as time goes on, you would add chapters because you're not done with your story.
No, I got lots to do yet.
You sure do. And we're talking to the one and only Olivia Newton-John, still a global, absolutely popular singer and actress. But here in Baltimore, Olivia, I don't know if you know this or not, but on the day that Cal Ripken, the baseball player, broke the consecutive games record for Major League Baseball here in America, it was a big deal here in Baltimore, especially because he was an Oriole. He was on our team. And it's a record that'll never be broken. But they gave him a grease jacket, a leather jacket, as he was making his victory lap. And they played Grease the whole victory lap. And millions of people were watching it. Now, that...
How amazing.
Yes.
Why is that? Does he like Grease or something?
Loved Grease. Absolutely.
Oh.
Loved it, adored Grease. And, you know, you better shape up. I mean, that was going...
That's so cool.
Oh, my God. And it gives me the chills to even think about it. It was that important.
Yeah, that's lovely.
I wanted to tell you about that because that's something you might not have even had a chance to hear about.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all. That's so wonderful.
That's terrific. And he's a legend beyond belief, too. So it's so cool. Hey, you had a residency going on there at the Flamingo in Vegas.
I finished that.
Yeah.
I was there for 3 years, but I finished it about a year and a half ago, but it was wonderful while it lasted. I really enjoyed it. It was fun.
I mean, who wouldn't know you if you come to Vegas and you're like, who am I going to go see tonight? What's the show? Oh, Olivia Newton-John. Hey.
It was really a fun time.
I bet it was. I bet. So do you live in Los Angeles most of all, or do you spend most of your time in Australia?
We go back and forth in Florida.
Yeah.
It's kind of our residency, and we come to California, and we go to Australia. I haven't traveled much the last 6 months, but before that, because I was always continually traveling.
You know, I was drinking a bottle of acai juice from the Amazon jungle, and I was thinking about, it's delicious.
It is. My husband, they call him Amazon John.
I heard that.
Yeah, he spent so many years in the Amazon, and I'm so grateful for him because he gives me all these wonderful herbs to take, and he grows cannabis for me for my, you know, my journey with cancer, so I'm really fortunate.
Yeah, you are, and you sound really healthy. Do you feel good now?
I feel good, thank you. Yes, I do. I'm doing well.
That's fantastic. Hey, we were talking about Grease, and I looked up a survey of the best or the most iconic dance movies of all time. And the top three, Olivia, are Dirty Dancing, Grease, and Singing in the Rain. And that's
Yeah. How fantastic.
That's That's great company.
That's wonderful. And I'm really blessed because I've danced with John Travolta and Gene Kelly.
Yeah.
So, and there they are.
Oh, my God. What was that like seeing John Travolta again when you were celebrating 40 years? I mean, do you see him often or not very often, or how was that?
Yeah, we stay in touch. We talk on the phone. We text. In fact, I spoke to him yesterday. So, yeah, we're good mates.
Oh, that's great. You text. I bet, like, when you were singing Have You Never Been Mellow, nobody was texting anybody.
That's true. Yeah.
Ah, I love that you're on with us. We're classic rock, but you're classic everything. So.
Oh, thank you. How
yeah.
nice.
Oh, you fit in to anywhere and all the time. And we're talking with Olivia Newton-John. You've done some work with so many great people. I mean, your longtime friend, Sir Cliff Richard, who is a superstar beyond belief in the UK.
Yes. Yes.
You know, people here may ask you, who is he? He is a beyond, you know, she's just a devil woman. He had 100 hits beyond that, you know?
Oh, gosh. He was the Elvis of England. And still is. I mean, he sells out the Albert Hall every time, you know, like two or three nights. And he's a legend, and he really helped me start my career. So I owe him a lot.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's great.
Mm.
Hey, well, when you come to the table with a voice like yours and a pretty face, everything kind of falls into place.
Oh, thank you. I was very, very lucky.
Great. Olivia Newton-John. Yeah. Hey, the book is called Don't Stop Believing, and it is a very personal memoir that you let it all go, didn't you? I mean, you put things in here you might not have even thought about putting in there when you started to write it.
Exactly. But, you know, the journey with cancer is unfortunately too common to too many people.
Yeah.
So I do want to talk about that, and, you know, it's an ongoing thing, but I'm living with it, and I'm winning over it, and I'm doing really well.
That is great. And in Melbourne, if anyone is in Australia and you want to stop by and see how much this has meant to you, the Cancer Centre, the Wellness Centre there in Melbourne, has got to be just a blessing for everyone in Australia, man.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. I'm incredibly proud of it. And in fact, I spent a month there last September, and I write about that in my book.
Yeah, get the book, because that's something that, you know, we look at our future and nobody knows what they're going to face, but you sure didn't expect this, and you're conquering this at your, you know, pace and level, and what you can do with your, you know, your commitment to love, man, and I love it.
Olivia? Oh, yeah, nicely put. Yeah, we none of us know what we have, but we're just grateful for every day.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm grateful that you're still here singing to people and spreading the word about all these great things you do, the Amazon and the different philanthropic things you have going on, because there's just a ton of them, and you got to read the book to find out more about it. So
yeah, well, thank you. Yeah. I hope they do.
Don't stop believing. Hey, Don't Stop Believing has nothing to do with the Journey song. That was an Olivia Newton-John.
That's right. No, this is a John Farris song that he wrote for me many years ago in the early days of my career, and the lyrics are so positive, and you know, on those days when nobody wants to know you and all your smiles keep falling on stony ground, don't stop believing, you'll get by, and bad days will hurry by. So that's a great philosophy and a song I've always loved.
Olivia Newton-John, thank you so much for joining
me. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. I love talking to you. I'd do it forever. Thank you so much. have a great weekend and great St. Patrick's
Day. You too. Thank you so much.